And again, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Nehemiah Perek Dalet, the fourth chapter of the book of Nehemiah. This is a remarkable Perek in so many ways. It is seemingly a narrative which is very much apropos today. It is 17 psukim long, and we're at the point in time when Nehemiah is starting to reconstruct the gates and the walls of Yerushalayim, and we are having a negative reaction from the neighbors. Those in Shomron, those in Ammon, the Aravim, those the Geshem from the Arab quarter are quite upset about this. So what do they do? The first five psukim describe their course of action. So Sanballat and Tovia and the Aravim hear all this going on, the Ashdodim, all the surrounding people who feel themselves to be more natives than the Jews who are returning to their homeland. They respond and they say that they see that the walls are getting fixed and they get really upset. So it describes how they all band together. This is also an important point, is that when enemies band together for the common hate, that's not a good thing for the Jews necessarily. So they band together. And what happens is, Lavoi li lochem Yerushalayim, they want to fight against Jerusalem. This kind of reminds you of, 1948, where you have the Iraqis and the Syrians, you have all the irregulars, the Jordanian Arab Legion, you have all the different people coming together, converging on Jerusalem. La'asos loy toya. Toya is a strange word to understand. Confusion, entrapment is another translation of it. And it describes what was the reaction. They pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nispalel el Elokeinu, we got to pray to God. V'namid mishmar aleihem, and we put a mishmar, a guard duty on them. So important to understand the Jews' response to tragedy and danger, and that is davening and putting up guards. Our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time also setting up the army, setting up the necessary prerequisites. It's not one or the other, it's both. And this has to be done in day and night. And he describes then, Vayamer Yehuda, he describes that what the people of Judea are saying. They say, it's so difficult. Koshal koyach hasabol ve'afar harbei. It's just, there's so much dust. The stones are broken. We can't fix this wall. And our enemies are saying, lo yodu ve'lo yiru ad asher navoy el toichom v'haragnum. And the enemies are saying, we're going to come and kill them. And so they said, so let's just stop working. So it's a pretty desperate situation that we're seeing emerge over here. So what are the enemies doing exactly? So the way that the Malbim explains it is that they maybe were a little concerned about a full-out, fully-blown war, because after all, these are all vassal states. These are all subservient to the Persian Empire. So what they did instead was they said, well, let's create a war of attrition. So there'll be terror attacks here, there. We'll raid patrols. We'll do all these kind of things, which will now weaken the nation of Israel. In fact, the Ralbagan sends the word to'a means to say, is that, we'll pretend to them that everything's all right and then ambush them. So on the times when they are less aware, when you think back to the War of Independence, when you had a school bus of professors that was going to Mount Scopus and it was attacked and many killed and the British did nothing to help. These kind of scenes are what is emerging, or the plans are what is emerging over here. And you see that the people are getting concerned. The builders, these many teams, are getting concerned. First of all, because it's difficult work. And number two, as the Malbim points out, is because of this attrition which they're going to be fighting, which has the effect of weakening the resolve of these people. So what happens? So we look at the rest of the Perek, Vav to Yud Zayin, which is the continuation and finishing of the Perek, where he describes that he gathers from among the people, he has 10 times that they're from the people who are coming to him, that they're going to return. So what does this mean exactly? The Mepharshim explain that he gathers reports from all those who are living in the towns of Judea, that they hear that the enemies, because they're living among the enemies. Remember, the people are now the new, what they call the new settlers, in the area of Yehud and Shomron, resettling the lands of their fathers. They're living in and amongst the settlements of the more recent locals, who are these Sumerians and so forth. And they're hearing the news, and it comes up numerous times, 10 times the same news, that there's going to be attack. There's going to be an attack. And so what happens? It says, V'amid mitachtiyos l'makom acharei l'choma v'amatzichichim v'amid esom l'mishbuchos imchar voseim v'romachem v'kashtoseihem. So as is understood by the Malbim, what he does is he realizes where the weak place is, where the attack is going to be, and he sets up behind that wall, the area where the ambush is going to be laid. There he sets up a defense squadron to protect the city of Jerusalem, to protect where the ambush should be. And at this point in time, he tells them to continue to remember. Remember, he says, don't fear these terrorists, because Es Hashem Hagadol Vanoira Zichru. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always mention Hashem. Have Hashem in front of you, and you'll be able to fight for your brothers, for your children, for your daughter, for your sons and daughters, your wives and your houses. Meaning this is a fight for the survival. You know, when you think back to the 1948 war, and you think about the areas in Yerushalayim, how Katamon was managed to be defended against the Iraqi soldiers, it was literally hanging on a thread as thin as a hair that they were able to succeed in that battle. House to house battles, San Simon Monastery. I mean, unbelievable stories. This is what's happening now in Yerushalayim, and this is what Nehemiah is preparing for. However, what is amazing in this description over here is that when the enemies hear about the military precautions that Nehemiah is taking, they actually desist. Why? Listen to the pasuk very carefully. It says, "Vayhi mina yamahu." Sorry, it goes, "Vayhi kasher shamuha uvehem ki noida lanu," that we knew about their attempted attack. "Vayofer Elokim esatzosam," Hashem annulled their thoughts. So that doesn't mean to say that they knew that Hashem annulled their thoughts. It means they desisted, and thereby HaKadosh Baruch Hu annulled their thoughts, which is a remarkable thing over here. Here there's this attacker planned, and Nehemiah gets word of it. He sets up a counterattack, and this actually, in a certain sense, deters them from making the attack in the beginning. Now, this doesn't mean the threat goes away. This means to say that the threat may be in other areas. So what he describes now is, and this is just such a incredible image that he draws for us here. He says, from that day onwards, Chatzi Na'arai Oisim Bamlacha, half of the people, the young men, are working in the workforce, V'chetziam Machzikim V'ramachim V'amoginim. And the other half are standing there with spears and shields, V'akashosois V'ashirionim, and they all kinds of weapons as they stand on guard. And if you think about that today, that's so true. Israel's one of the countries which spends the most percent of its GDP on its defense budget. That's an amazing thing, because Israel has to. They have no choice. And that's the same thing that's going on over here. Here you have, instead of being able to assign all the young, healthy people who could be used for the workforce, they have to divide up their forces between protection and working. And it describes that even the people who were working themselves, it describes how they were machzekes hashalach. They held a shalach. A shalach is like a small knife. So even the workers themselves who were armed, and they obviously couldn't be carrying around large swords because they're lugging around bricks and wood. But instead, they have small knives upon them. And it describes how they, when they got to stretchers of the wall where there'd have to be a few amount of people for a large area of wall, that means to say people could not be close to each other, they would have a guard who would have a shofar etzli, and they would blow a horn if there was a concern, if they saw an approach of enemies, there was going to be some sort of terrorist attack, and they would blow this to gather them together in the area so that they should be able to, if they heard the horn, they would be able to call together a force to be able to defend the walls and the workers there who are making the wall. And it describes this is how it works all day from dawn until dusk. That's how it would work. He says, at that time I said, Ish v'naro yalinu b'soich Yerushalayim v'yalinu halayla mishmar v'yom alacha. And he had people sleeping in Yerushalayim where at night they were guarding and during the day they were working. So this is an incredible project. And remember, it takes a short amount of time, 52 days, to complete this project. So it is obviously he's going full steam ahead despite the setbacks that he has to face. And the last passage of the Perek is very descriptive, where it says, "Ve'ein ani va'achai u'na'arai," and neither me nor my brothers or my young lads, my anshei mishmar, or the people of the God, asher acharai, behind me, "Ein anachnu poshtim begodenu ish shilcha hamayim." We don't even take off our clothes in the water. And what this means to say is as is understood by the Ibn Ezra, is that unless they were going to the mikveh, even when they went to bathe, they did not take off their clothes and their arms, because that's how adherent they were, that's how careful they had to be, how many sacrifices they had to make in order to preserve the city. What is interesting to me is also the way Nehemiah describes it, that he says, Aniva Avanarai, or Am Achai. That means to say that Nehemiah is in the trenches as well. It's not Nehemiah sitting there in his corner office, overlooking Jerusalem, and, you know, on the radio contacting everybody. No, Nehemiah is with them. He's the one who's also not taking off his sword. He's also not taking off his clothes, even when he goes bathing, in order to be able to remain in a constant state of alert in order to protect the city of Yerushalayim. This is a very, very remarkable description of then, and it's a description of now as well, the many sacrifices necessary to rebuild Yerushalayim, to rebuild the state of Israel. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.